This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Do I sound funny?
Yeah. Right.
Oh, that's
little bit.
Your...
Just a little bit.
Oh, are you guys dressed up?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, hold on.
I thought we agreed on this.
Yeah. I thought we all agreed to be dressed up.
All right. Hold on.
Hold on. I got to fix my hair. Good morning, everyone.
Oh, good.
Playing the role of an old lady today. Where's my pudding? You creepy old kids. What are you doing around here? Get off my lawn.
That's so funny.
All right.
You're sitting there with just your black sweater on. I thought you weren't going to do anything. And then Vinny hops on with just a black tee. And I'm like, it's just Nicole and I are suckers here. I'm like, I dressed up, but I'm wearing orange and blue like a dummy.
You look adorable.
Yeah, oh, you look good. Good look.
Do you know who this is? Does anybody know who this is?
I don't know.
No, if you guys don't have
who
kids, see, I'm such a dad right now. I'm this dude named Blippi, and I had no idea how huge he is. Like
Blippi,
he has like 25 million subscribers on YouTube, and he's just like this educational dude that teaches kids about, you know, colors. And
so your costume is really—I mean, you actually look sort of like a stripy nerd. Like you've got
That's Blippi. Let me show you how he actually looks. Let me pull up a picture.
And some kind of like orange and blue beanie. Like,
yeah, I know. That was the hardest part to get. Really.
Kind of adorable.
Here, let me show you a picture of him. It's
I like pictures.
My kid's gonna definitely flip out when she sees me, but
oh my god, you look just like him.
That's so spot on.
Blippi. So I was wondering actually what Nicole was going to be today, because she was saying she should have been Maria Athens.
Yeah. Oh.
It wasn't until Sarah chatted me this morning. I was like, oh, I should have been her. I'm a Ghostbuster.
She could have done a great... Oh, now who are you?
A Ghostbuster.
Oh, you're a Ghostbuster. Mm-hmm. I see.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she has like the jumpsuit on.
Yeah, the combat boots and everything.
Wow. He did that fast.
And Jean-Luc Picard has just...
All right.
You know, I thought we were dressing up, and then I turned the camera on, and you're not wearing a costume.
That's how I felt.
Yeah, now you... So you just threw a mask on, and you're done.
I'm an old lady. I've been wearing this around the house, though, and I have an old man one for John. And sometimes we switch. The kids love it.
Oh, I bet.
Kids are really into it.
It's a big party at your house every
day. Oh my god, you wouldn't believe it. So you missed out on. Does Vinny know about this Blippi guy?
I don't know if he does.
Tell him the story.
He's most likely to know about Blippi. Do you know about Blippi? This guy. Hey, everybody! No, you don't know. You don't know Blippi, huh?
No, is Blippi the guy that advertises for Magic Mountain?
No.
No, he's got like 25 million fought. Look at him. Oh, my
he's
God.
He's huge.
You're just perfect.
My daughter.
He's not that huge.
My daughter loves him so much. Actually, all the parents that I know love him and watch
Blippi.
Him. Yeah, it's a trip. I had no idea what a big deal he was until Cameron found him.
And what sorts of things does he teach you about? He looks like a science guy.
Like tractors and it's very, you know, toddlerish, you know, this color, this tractor is green. And how many tractors are there? There's one, there's two. You know?
I gotta write this down. Well, I don't know why I haven't heard of Blippi, but I haven't heard of Blippi.
And he's like, if you guys want to watch me again, just spell my name, just type it out. It's B-L-I-P. B-L-P-P-I. And now my daughter knows how to spell this, and she's like not even three yet. She's walking around the house.
I texted in saying, I know Blippi. My nephew was him 3 years ago. And then as you were spelling out the name, another texter texted in the name.
All right. Well, yeah, that's cool. I do know that you fall into these worlds where you go, suddenly I'm all about Yo Gabba Gabba and DJ Lance, but you don't know until you know. But all right, I'll look that guy up.
He's great.
So last night, it's been crazy here. We were planning to go get my mom, and then something fell through on her end. So we're like, all the plans went from full speed ahead to, you know, making a drive there and having help here and doing this to, oh, you can't make it. Okay. All right. Well, that just cleared our calendar. So last night we tried to go to the local haunted house drive-through.
Oh. They did a drive-through one, huh?
They did a drive-through one. They've done, the local school does very elaborate haunted houses. Like, someone there used to do makeup for something, because the work they do is pretty pro. So anyway, the drama club is fantastic. They did a performance of Thriller, right there at the school grounds. Like, I guess they were just breaking into it randomly, and we caught the act that one year. It was fantastic. But anyway, we were going to go to the drive-through version of it, and we pull up, and the young man and woman working the gate are like, what is your last name? And we're all, here's $20, let us in. And they go, no, we're sorry, we're sold out for the whole year.
Oh my
God.
And
I'm like, you guys are working off of apps. And it's sold out for the year. Yep, we're sold out. Sorry. Sorry, can't help you. Have a nice day. And we're like, we pull away all slow. Like,
oh, yeah.
Did that just happen? We just, the kids are doing a haunted house and selling tickets online, and it's sold out. So good for them, but, you know, bad for us.
But not so good for the children in your car.
Yeah, well, though, there were no kids in the car. This thing's legit.
Oh.
We would not have brought the kids to that. No way.
Oh, I see.
Oh.
I was thinking that this was like a family thing.
No, this is because Maka was over to help us when we were going to split up and one of us was going to go get my... It was a whole thing that was planned, and then it fell through yesterday midday. And so we're like, okay, well, Maka's here, so let's go check that thing out.
So your mom was going to come up this week and then again at Thanksgiving?
No, then stay through.
Oh, boy. A whole month.
Oh. I got a lot going on over here.
Clearly. Nice. I mean,
you
that
don't even
is.
Know.
That's so exciting. Your mom visiting for a month? Woo! Party! Go crazy! Go
you
crazy.
Know what? There's, on one hand, that is one of those things that younger me would have gone, not on your life. No way. But older me is like, A, I want her to see the kids, and B, we could use the help.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. Any help we can get is great. And I, you know, when I was thinking about having kids, one of the reasons I had them was for my mom. Well, it was for my mom and dad, and then my dad kicked. I don't know what to say about that, but
you were pregnant when he passed, right?
Yep.
Oh boy.
So. Yeah, anyway, there was a whole plan in place and then it fell through. So we went to this haunted house and got busted and went, oh, all right, well, there's that.
That's
and then
so
I got home
strange
and went,
that they wouldn't let you go through.
Yeah, well, and that's it. I just was like, oh, really? It doesn't look that busy, but okay.
So it's just you and your wife. You kind of had like a date night.
If that's what date night is like, then.
Well, you have kids, so yeah.
Then, yeah, date night sucks, dude.
What'd you do instead?
Nothing. We went home. What was there to do? It's a work night. It was 7:30 or 8 at night. I was like sort of out of my routine. You know what? Whenever you've got all that kind of stuff planned, you just get out of your routine. You sort of go with the flow.
Right.
So I went to this haunted house, but I wouldn't be out at 8 o'clock at night on a normal work night. So.
Right.
Everything got thrown off. Then I had to shower. She's trying to drink through that stupid face.
I'm just serving some coffee. I realize I need the constant coffee flow.
So you're just anyway. A random old lady, right?
How dare you? I'm a wonderful old lady.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. I'm a grandma. Come here, kids.
You know, for the record, you need a floral print blouse with that mask or it doesn't work.
Oh, sorry. I did wear my Star Trek shirt, though, because I was like, oh, I hope Vinny goes Jean-Luc Picard.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
There he is.
What?
I don't see it.
You can't.
Oh, really. Yeah, Star Trek. Okay.
There you are right there.
Yeah, the funny thing is I never even watched this show.
But you look just like the guy.
Yeah. No, I'd heard that and was like, yeah, I don't know. I think I first saw him in something else, actually. Anyway. That's my plans got busted, and I've sort of been going with the flow, and then I woke up this morning and went, oh my God, I got to shower, shave, and find that costume.
Oh, yeah. I mean, your head needs to be shiny for the uh-huh. Jean-Luc Picard, for sure. So we have kind of a Halloween-themed show today. I don't know how long this mask is going to last. I can barely hear you guys through the sides of it, and my face is sweating, and it's really hard to drink coffee. She's a good-looking old lady, though, huh?
Yeah, you look more like a scary thing than an old lady. Like, right. You really need that. Wait. It's not even around your chin.
Because I was drinking coffee. Oh. Here, hold on.
But you sound better when you don't have it over your mouth.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just folding up the bottom part of it.
Anyway, how was your show? I'm sure you got to that, right?
I did, yes. Did you? You didn't watch Big Brother, did you?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. It was, I was very upset and very disappointed.
Oh.
Yeah, I would like to thank Maria for being a constant correspondent. It's just delightful of her to always send, you know, it makes me feel like, okay, there's at least one person out there who likes the show too. And
suffering,
but she
you.
Gave up on it. Like, we all gave up on it. And, you know, congratulations to the winner. Is it a spoiler if I say? I mean, it's been 2 days.
Just say spoiler
Nobody
alert
cares.
And say it.
I mean, no, but you're right. No one cares. It doesn't even matter. Who cares?
Our listeners have been very clear. None of them watch this show.
Yeah. I did get a nice note from a guy. I'll read it later because I can't see a damn thing right now. But Bryn forwarded an email from someone who said, you know, that the long and short of it was it doesn't matter to them what we're talking about. They couldn't care less about Big Brother, and yet they'll listen to us. We're a port in the storm of mm-hmm. 2020 for them, which is, it was like, it's the nicest note. I'll read it.
It was super sweet.
So nice. Like, I was like, oh. Once in a while, somebody really, like, hits you with one, and you're just like, okay, what we do does matter to some people, and it's, we're so happy. You know, it's just, it's, think about it. You know, people wake up in the morning and turn us on, and they have a million choices. So thank you. Thank you,
it
thank you,
awesome.
Thank you so much for listening to us.
Unfortunately, right behind that guy is the guy that writes, you guys suck, and I'm changing my station right now. Yeah. Oh, good. Well,
and then
there
he
you
sticks
go.
Around to see if you read his text or not.
Right,
you know, that's,
of course he does.
People, you know, you got a million choices. You
good
make
times.
Yours. You do what's right for you. It's fine.
Right.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm taking this thing off. I can't even see what time it is. Oh, we have
Man.
Plenty of time still.
What a letdown.
That thing is... God, Halloween masks, they suck.
What a cop-out.
Yeah. You know. It's whole, yeah, you know what? All right, I'm playing the role of a gypsy. How's that? I'm a gypsy.
No.
I got my...
You do a pretty darn good job. I liked your Waldo. I've enjoyed... your cowboy was excellent. Your...
Thank
Cruella
you.
DeVille.
Cruella
oh,
DeVille
Oh, yeah, my Cruella
great.
DeVille was over the top.
This half-assed thing, though. No,
this is ridiculous, yeah. sir.
Well, you okay. have
I'm
to be here. Oh, my God. You know what? Vinny put on a shirt.
Well, but look at him, though.
Back. It's very hard to put on.
Yeah.
All right. I'll put on various masks throughout the day.
All right.
I bought a bunch of them. And
pull out your collection of wigs.
Oh.
Do that, maybe.
I'm not doing that. Those are private.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. You can share those with us.
All right. I'll go see if I can find one.
All right.
It's right on my dresser.
I know exactly where it is.
I know exactly where it is. You know, the thing with wigs is that they get, if you don't take care of wigs, they don't last. You know, they get ratted up and they just look crappy. But I have one wig that I really love that.
All right. Let's see.
Maybe I'll put some false eyelashes on too. Although those are, whatever.
Those are what?
They're just a pain. You know how false eyelashes are. They're just constantly in your way. Oh, you don't? Oh.
I don't.
That's weird.
I'm not a false eyelashes guy.
Nicole gets it. Can you guess what Nicole is?
No, I told you when I turned on the camera, you weren't dressed and she's not dressed, and I hadn't seen Bryn yet.
She's a Ghostbuster. She has a Ghostbusters jumpsuit on.
Like the entire jumpsuit. What
can
you step back from the camera?
Yeah, let's have a look at this. Oh, full on belt, tool belt, jumpsuit. Yeah.
I just don't have the backpack. Or the
And what does your name tag say?
Zenmore.
All right.
And then Bryn, I think, is the one who really went. Bryn, you know what? You win today's costume contest. First prize goes to Bryn.
I like Bryn.
Yeah, this is legit.
You've already worn that one before.
Oh, that's
and
not
it's,
fair.
It's great, but it only has one piece, and it's a shirt.
It is great. It's so.
But
easy.
Man,
the
blippy thing is fantastic.
I didn't realize when I pulled this out that it didn't have pants. So I've got this going on.
Uh-oh.
We can't see you. For some reason, your camera hates us.
Oh, there you are. Okay, you moved a bit.
Oh
wow.
Oh. Now we get to see you.
No bottoms.
well, listen, wow. even Jean-Luc Picard needs a beach day.
Sure.
Oh, what does that mean?
What?
That was like my Siri or something like that. I'm not sure what it was.
Come on, Blippi, get it together.
Sorry about
you
that.
You just won.
Shut up, Siri.
$5 in a costume contest. I'll Venmo you later.
All right. So we have a bunch of Halloween songs coming up today.
Oh, fantastic!
Although I did remove Michael Jackson's Thriller because I'm not sure are we?
Yeah, I still like Michael Jackson. Song? Hate the artist, not the art. You know.
Yeah, that's true. Last time I played it though, you were like, "Why are you playing that guy?"
Well, I am kind of a bitch, so yeah. I'll find something.
Keep up, buddy.
You just got to throw it out there, and I don't know what my reaction will be. I just let it flow. It's like a free flow thing.
That's good fun.
I got a thing, the 25 most haunted places in California, so I'll sprinkle those in. Nice. I picked the ones that are around here, but the whole list is up at lots of stuff in San Diego, Vin. The whole list is up on. Is it on Facebook already?
The Sarah and Vinny Facebook page,
okay,
yes.
Thank you. Perfect. Yeah. Zero plans, really, as far as Halloween stuff this weekend. I guess because we don't have little kids. You must have something going on in the neighborhood.
We had a whole plan for our neighborhood, and I wasn't involved in it, but I was excited. I kept hearing things were, this and that. And then one of the kids in the neighborhood got sick. And the whole thing got canceled.
Wait. Is it Corona or is it just he's sick?
We don't know. You know what? I don't mean to say that people don't want to say they've got it. That's sort of like.
Yeah. Well, people don't want to say they've got it.
Right.
Right. So I don't. I think we heard it was strep throat, but I'm sort of. I don't know what.
Where
to
do you
say
even get strep throat from? Like if you're not hanging around with other people with strep throat,
right.
It's not like that just like spontaneously pops up.
But I what do I know? I just know that everyone went, okay, one of the kids is sick. He's been playing with the other kids. Let's all
not do that anymore.
Go separate directions and cross our fingers. And so far, so good. Nobody else has turned up with it. But, that's tough because little kids are just like, but I don't want to be the one that's sick.
No. Oh, that poor kid. That poor kid's bummed. That kid got Halloween canceled on your street. You should put a sign out in front of him. Thanks a lot, kid. That'll probably make him feel better.
So our neighborhood, it's funny that...
you ruined Halloween for all of us.
Thanks for ruining Halloween, kid.
We bought 3 hay bales and brought those home from the pumpkin patch, whatever that was, three weeks ago. And by the way, hay bales are not light.
No.
And they
are... Very heavy.
And it's not even so much the weight, it's they're just big. They're a lot
humongous,
bigger than you
and
think.
Now you're wearing hay too, as you right. can, it's not like you can hold that out to the side and not get that on you.
So the missus' idea was, we'll bring these back and we'll make them part of our Halloween festivities, and that's actually what my kid is dancing on in that video I sent you yesterday. So anyway, we get them back here, we throw them down in this little park area, and now all the festivities have been canceled. And as we were driving by yesterday, I went, who the hell is going to get rid of those things? And she's like, well, we are. And I'm like, oh, God.
You can use them as mulch.
Oh.
Oh, come on.
That'll look great.
Yeah, that'll look great.
I can't wait to pick those up and move them to God knows where. Where are we going to move them to?
Somebody's compost heap. You can rip them, you know, take each flake of the bale and just open it up and you can tuck it around your trees and stuff, you know, in your garden. You can use it as mulch. It's not the most attractive mulch.
No,
I'm trying to think, like, what are you going to do with it? I don't know. Drop it off at a farm.
Do horses eat that?
Yes.
They eat.
If you snip the wires that are holding the bale together, the thing will flake apart in little squares. We call it, throw a horse a square of hay.
Oh. All right. Well,
Take it to a farm.
I know where some horses live.
Yeah.
I've ridden my bike by there.
Because you don't want, if it gets rained on, and it'll get moldy. You don't want that. Man.
No, we got trouble. Yeah. Clearly I have weekend plans.
Yeah. Figure out what to do with the hay we bought. And of course it has to be three bales too, you know, three gigantic bales.
Size. That last hay bale just got in there on its side. Like we got them all in and I went, oh my God.
Your car's full of hay now too, I guess, huh?
It was.
I hope you didn't bother to clean that because now you got to put the hay bales back in.
No, I did clean it because I didn't think I would be the lucky contestant that got to deal with the removal of them as well.
Smells so nice though, doesn't it? You stick your face in there and just...
No.
Stick your face in hay.
Yeah, hay smells so good. It has like this like warm... And hay urine is
smell.
Warm too, actually. No, urine? What kind of hay did you buy? The side of the road dog hay?
Like, I think so. Like, well, I didn't know. You know, there's... What is there, organic hay?
No, they just cut a field and they bale it up. That's, you know, hay. Like, why would it smell like urine? I don't understand. Hey.
Well, dogs.
Hay is
by,
really
sure.
warm too. Like if you've ever like been in a place with like hay is like an incredible insulator. If you're ever cold, find a hayloft to be in.
Ride the rails. I was always happy to find a train full of hay.
Sure,
catch
you know,
a
just
good
right.
nap in there.
Yeah, it is. It's solid. It's very, very warm. Keeps you really warm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you get thrown out of the house or anything for your bad behavior, you can make a little house out of that hay and it'll be perfectly warm.
I wonder what I got to do to get thrown out.
You know, that is a good question because of some of the stuff you've done. I'm like, boy, he still lives there, huh? That's incredible.
How dare you?
I've heard this show, Vinny.
What about the stuff you've done?
Well, look, I make it right, but I'm able to make an apology that seems sincere, you know.
Oh, on your knees.
I do the on your knees apology.
Begging,
that works. You wouldn't believe how well that works.
Really?
Super, super solid. Oh my God! Speaking of
on your knees,
being on your knees. John fixed the washing machine.
Oh, nice.
He opened it up. He ordered a part. We got it at 11 a.m. yesterday. So the expedited shipping worked. He went in there, clamps, water, pumps, boom, 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 puts it all back together. And we're like, okay, here we go. Let's try it.
That's right great. On. So Boop, often goes. Now, everything is built to just be thrown away. So
no doubt.
It's a miracle. And
I don't know. What does a new washing machine cost? This is a nice, nice one, like a front loader. Like,
and what brand is that?
Electrolux.
Oh.
I don't know what we paid because I was in the middle of a move and it was just another.
Oh, you got a new washer and dryer when you moved there?
No, no, no. I mean, the first move to the other place, but it was just another wound. On the many wounds you suffer when you move, where you just go, now?
Yeah, now.
On top of all
on
the
top
other
of all
expenses?
Of it. Yep.
So, yeah, they're expensive, though. I think, I want to say 5K.
For a wash? No.
For about $1,000 bucks.
Yeah, and I think you can get a cheap pair for under, like, you can get a washer and a dryer cheap, like, under a grand, but not, you know. I
what
want a
kind?
Nice one. I don't know. Cheap. The cheap ones.
Yeah, those are typically smaller. They go into condos and little apartments.
Right.
It's looking more like $3,000 for the one that I bought.
Oh boy, what kind did you get?
But not for both, the washer and dryer. But yeah, look at that. I think I have a Samsung.
Oh, Samsung.
I've got the Samsung too.
In those a washing great. Machine.
Oh, they make a good machine. You know what though? I like the LG as well. And that's also you don't have either of those?
I have Electrolux. which I thought was a vacuum company. And then, you know, 10 years ago when I bought these ones, I was, you know, went on Consumer Reports to see what everyone liked. Actually, I didn't do that. John did that. We got the ones that John wanted. Let's face it. I would just go that one.
You know, oh, my God. Late. We are so late.
Let's play a Halloween song here so we can just play one.
All right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Can smell Halloween. It's not today. It's tomorrow. But we're celebrating today because we're not going to do a show tomorrow. So there's that. And now, here's some Halloween music for your listening pleasure.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.